The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I came across this few verses from Udana, which is one of the Pali canons. There's a few verses at the end of the discourse. And it reads like this. Little thoughts, subtle thoughts, when followed, stir up the heart. Not comprehending the thoughts of the heart, one runs here and there, the mind out of control. But comprehending the thoughts of the heart, one who is ardent, mindful, restrains them. When followed, they stir up the mind, the heart. One awakened lets them go without a trace. And so I just want to follow up from the few words I mentioned earlier about the patterns of our thoughts. Whether it's a little thoughts, subtle thoughts, or tornadoes, we see them when we meditate, become aware that there are this kind of forces that happen in our being. And there are multiple ways that can become skillful ways to work with this kind of thoughts. And oftentimes when we begin to meditate, and I remember early days when I meditate, and when the teachers ask me and ask us sitting, have you noticed what's happening in your awareness and how much you're thinking, you know? And I would kind of say, and I don't know, I probably think about 50% of the time. I didn't know. Most of the time, I'm not aware. So as I paid more and more attention, oh boy, you know, like 90% of the time, I'm thinking about something one way or another. So when we become more honest, and I realized, wow, this is kind of consuming part of my world. And so when we have very strong tendencies of getting caught in our thinking world, oftentimes they're driven by the forces of a greed, hatred, delusion. And we want something, we want to achieve something, we want to get somewhere, become somebody. Or, you know, we are fearful of something happening to us, fearful of some disasters that might happen. And so all of this can be, can drive just this endless streams of thoughts in our being. Now, when we see those kind of patterns, if we had to think, you know, because it's not so easy. We don't just have a button that we can push and then all of a sudden everything stops. So when we notice this is so habitual, you know, one of the ways that we can work with it is to see if there are some skillful means working with it. If I had to think, can we think about thoughts that lead to well-being? Thoughts of loving kindness, or thoughts of dharma. You know, some of you might have remembered some verses from the Buddha's teachings, and the verses of the sutta called "An Auspicious Day." It starts like something like, "Don't chase the past or long for the future, for for the past is left behind and the future is not here yet. And so dwell in the present moment. And so some of those verses can come to our mind. And those might be skillful thoughts that kind of move us from becoming more present and more mindful and settling to here and now. And then after a while, maybe, you know, thoughts are not as strong as before, if we practice more, then we may have a chance to get to know our thoughts more deeply. And this can involve in skillful meeting with our thoughts. And that would happen when we're not kind of swept away by the thoughts all the time. And so when now we may have capacity to examine and see the thoughts arising and passing, and maybe see what is driving the thoughts arising and what might lead to thoughts passing away. And so this meeting with our thoughts, with a capacity of steady awareness, can allow us to begin to understand the forces behind it or underneath of it, and the conditions that allow us to become settled without getting pulled by them. And so that's also a skillful means, and so skillful means of meeting the thought as they arise. And maybe even the bigger word would be kind of examining or teasing apart what is happening with respect to the world, the process of thinking. Another skillful means that we can work with the thought after we begin to see the conditions for them to kind of pop up and arise, and conditions lead them to fading away. We began to open up to some opportunities to let them go. So if we all have felt the impact of craving or impact of aversion on us, another skillful means would be to simply let them go when you see that that is happening. As our bodies do not have to be contracted, tightened, we can allow that to relax. And so letting go is another option that can become available as we work with thoughts, thought patterns. And as we get, as our mindfulness becomes strong, some of you probably already experienced this, we began to have a sense that a thought just about to begin, but we don't have to chase along with it. And so, we might catch ourselves half sentence into it and knowing that, oh, I don't have to complete this. Or a thought just about, thought bubble is just about to come up. And then notice before it even materializing to a big bubble, you can let it go. So you can still the forces or the formations before the thought is fully formed. And so that takes some form of strong mindfulness to allow ourselves to kind of right be there when it kind of, before it even happens. And some of you know the teachings on the four right efforts. And then the right efforts, one of them is if the negative or unwholesome activities hasn't happened, don't let them happen. You know, this is some kind of sense of this particular option for us is kind of just don't let it pop up. You kind of get a sense it might come, but just don't have to. And then the right effort of when it really is present there, you can let it go, right? Kind of drop it. And then I was fond of this last option, and that is the Buddha used the word crush the mind with the mind. And that is, to me, it's a sense that and there is a strong determination that is possible also. Sometimes it takes a strong determination that I'm going to stay with my breath and I am not getting pulled into my thought world. And for the next half an hour, that's what I'm going to commit myself to do. That may still happen, but that very intention can establish some sort of atmosphere inside of us that we're going to stay committed to become mindful of my breath and my body. And so that's another, another option. And so in the few options that I've been talking about today comes from a sutta in Majjhima Nikaya, that's number 20. And it's talk about removing of distracting thoughts. It can also be called removing thoughts. Some translations just say thoughts. And so I offer that as something to contemplate and work with for today. So thank you for being here.